created a place of decision. It was a place where Noah had to make a decision whether to go into the ark or to stay on the outside. And we have looked at how that Noah, in his decision, he was in a place where he had to make a resolution, a place like Joshua. As for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. Not only that, but he was in a place of commitment. He was a place where he had to say, look, I'm turning my back on the world. Goodbye, world, goodbye. And I'm going in unto Jesus. And I'm going to stay all the way for God. Then he was in a place of deliberate intention. Noah didn't fall into the door. It wasn't by accident, but he made a great decision to go into the ark. And because of that great decision, I believe that his family followed him as well. We've looked at how that the ark is a place of decision, but today we're going to look at this thought, how that the ark is a place of security. This is going to be part four of the message, and we're going to go now to a live recording from the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. Not only was the ark a place of decision, but it was also a place of security. Genesis chapter number 6, verse 14. Make thee an ark of gopher wood. Room shalt thou make in the ark, and shall pitch it within and without. Look, no matter how hard it rained, no matter how much the water rose, there is no possible way that one drop was getting from the outside to the inside. You say, why, preacher? Because God shut that door and God sealed them in. Friend, I want you to know tonight, look here, I know that some of us are not perfect, and more when we sin, we walk around like defeated foes. We walk around, I mean, like we've done it now. And we walk around and the devil wants to keep us beat down, keep us from shouting, keeping us from raising our hand. But I want you to know the reason why that he does that tonight is because he don't want you to see that there's no possible way that you're going to perish, because, hey, you've been sealed from the inside out, thank God. There's no way that you can go down. He's mad because he can't take you. He can aggravate you. Oh, he can throw all the storm at you, he can. But I'm going to promise you this, you ain't going down with no flood. And we ain't going down with no fire. Thank God we've been signed, sealed, amen, and we're waiting one day to be delivered. Hallelujah. Amen, I can't wait, can you? Boy, I can't wait. The flames cannot touch us. The waves can't harm us. Thank God we're hid in Christ tonight, amen. Well, praise the Lord. Look, the ark's a picture of salvation in Christ. You know, you remember this? How many doors is there on the ark? There's only one, right? How many ways are there to heaven? One. Now, may I say to you tonight that Jesus said these words. Noah went in to the ark, once again, understanding the spiritual representation of the ark. Noah went into the ark. I'm talking about after he made his decision. He went in through a door, right? In the Old Testament tabernacle, there was only one way in. And that was through that gate, that door of the tabernacle, right? It was the only way in, only way out, as you go through that tabernacle. Can I tell you what that was representing? What we're seeing on the ark is a picture of the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus said this over in John chapter number 10, verse number 9. Verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. And all that ever came before me are thieves and robbers. But the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture. What are you trying to say, preacher? I'm trying to tell you tonight that he was the door in Noah's day. Hey, I'm trying to tell you, he was the door of the tabernacle. I'm trying to tell you tonight, down there in Egypt, amen, when they put that blood on the door, that was the Lord Jesus Christ, amen. What you see when they walked through the Red Sea, that was the door to help them to get to the other side for safety and security. But he's our door tonight to get us from this world to that world, amen, to be in the presence of God himself. He's the only way. Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father, but by me. Amen. I'm going to tell you tonight, Noah didn't get into the ark without permission. Noah didn't get in the ark without invitation. No, all of those things had to be granted by God. Do you know what caused Noah to get in the ark? Do you know why he got an invitation? You know why? Not because he was perfect. I know that the Bible says he was a perfect, just, and upright man, right? I know he was living well. But this is the thing. He had a heart for God when the wicked world didn't. The Bible said this. Let me give this over out of the book of James, and then we're done, I promise you. The book of James said this. But he giveth more grace. Wherefore, he saith, God resisteth the proud and giveth grace unto the humble. Why did God select Noah to build the ark? The Bible said this. Noah found grace in the eyes of God. Why? Because he was living with a hunger and a thirst for God to do something in his life. I wonder tonight, how many Noahs do we have? How many people we got in the house of God tonight say, you know what, preacher, I want God to do something with my life. Young people, I'm going to tell you something. This world's gone to sin and the devil. You're living. The Bible says, as it were in the days of Noah, so shall it be when the Son of Man comes. But just as Noah lived in a wicked day, we're living in a wicked day. And just as Noah can find grace in the eyes of God, we can find grace in the eyes of God. What's the point, preacher? Why should we live righteously? Because Noah lived righteously. He was seen. He had favor with God. That's why we should walk the way we ought to walk. Your prayer life ought to be the best it's ever been. Your reading time ought to be the best it's ever been. Listen, your walk with God. I'm so thankful for our choir. Amen. Assembling and singing for the. Y'all are doing good. Stay on it. Don't quit. Amen. Stay on it. God's doing great things in your life. He goes on to say, listen to this. Remember, righteousness is doing what's right, following God's word. Verse 7 says, submit yourselves therefore to God. Resist the devil, and he'll flee from you. Draw nigh to God, and he'll draw nigh to you. You know what got God's attention on Noah? Was the fact that Noah had a heart for God. Noah was drawing nigh to the Lord. Noah was drawing nigh to doing that which was right, following God's word. And God saw it. And God blessed it. And God said, you know what? I believe I'm going to give him some plans to do something. It just might be that God may give you some plans for this community. It might just be that God gives you some plans for your family to keep you out of the waters of destruction. Amen. Listen to me. You guys have influence. Just as Noah had influence, you have influence over the people you work with and over your home. Boy, we need you now. More than we've ever needed you, we need you now. Let's pray. Father, as we bow in thy presence tonight, oh God, we do thank you for your word. God, I'm so thankful for the pictures, Lord Jesus, that you have painted so clearly of what it takes to be saved by the grace of God. Thank you, Father, for always loving us. Thank you for always, Lord God, forgiving us. Thank you for not giving up on us, God. Help us to do like the Word of God said and to draw nigh to thee, that we might be given instruction of the Lord to do something great in our day. We love you. We want to be about our Father's business when the Lord comes. Bless your people tonight. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at hooperscreekbaptist.com or download our church app where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. Tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.